All right, so we're here at the Epitaph Tour with the I Am Ghost. You want to say your name and what you do for the band?
Sure. My name's Steven, and I sing in I Am Ghost.
Awesome. So, are you excited for this tour or what?
We've been looking forward to this tour for a while. We just got back from Europe for a month tour there, and we've actually been thinking more about this tour than actually when we were over in Europe. Just because we actually haven't really toured the States much, I mean, United States in general. We've only done one U.S. tour. The rest have been like really short, quick West Coast tours, like a week here, a week there. But we're really excited to get throughout the Midwest, East Coast. We're hitting Canada for the first time. So it's been a dream of ours just to, I mean, for me, when I was a kid listening to Epitaph bands, the Punk-O-Rama series, and listen to Rancid and NoFX and Bad Religion, and now I'm on the Epitaph tour. It's almost a little surreal right now.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. What do you think of the other Epitaph bands? They're not so much, they broadened their horizons, I guess you could say, like, and genres and stuff.
We are completely different, each band on this tour, which is good. I think that leads to a fun show. We go to a show and it's not just all hardcore bands or all punk bands. I think that would get really boring after the second band. You're like, oh my god, another punk band. I think tours like this make what music's all about, you know, like The Hire, which is this pop rock band, kind of sassy on stage, and you have Skip the Fate, who are kind of like, you know, your rock band, like Guns N' Roses type deal, and then you have us, which is like this crazy theatrical band with makeup and you know, more of a AFI-ish feel, and then you have the Matches, which are just like completely their own genre, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's really cool. I mean, when I was a kid, it was more so all ska bands or all punk bands or all hardcore bands. And it was rare there's a tour like this, so I think it's cool, kind of cool.
Yeah. I like the makeup, by the way, and the hair and everything.
Thank you so much.
I love it when performers like make it that little extra effort.
Yeah. That's exactly why I do it.
Awesome. So you guys made a video for the song Our Friend Lazarus Sleeps.
Yes.
Was this your first video, and what was it like on the set?
Yes, this was our first ever video. We didn't know too much about it. We got a synopsis from the director, Mac McDermott, who directed the last Motion City soundtrack video, and he did the last Escape the Fate video, and we got the synopsis of this crazy Tim Burton-ish looking feel of us in being chased by vampires and this horse-drawn carriage and ghosts and monsters, and we're like, okay, we didn't really think that we can do it. We thought it'd be very generic, and got there, and it was just amazing. Like, we had horses and an old 18th century carriage, and we had extras, we had vampires, we had crew, we had makeup artists. It was like a real honest to good like movie shoot, and the only bad thing was that it was some really long hours. We got there around noon and didn't leave till noon the next day, and none of us slept.
Oh, wow.
And then we had to go, our 6-week tour, the Cynic Lullaby, started that the next day in Soma in San Diego. So we had to go from 24 hours of no sleep to actually a photo shoot in Hot Topic, which is in City of Industry, from City of Industry to San Diego, no sleep. We literally were up for almost 34 hours when we played that show. And then we had to drive 3 hours to Santa Barbara to crash at a friend's house because the next show was San Jose. So it was really, really tough. Like, it was probably the most miserable night of my life, just because, not because the shows were bad or anything, it's just because I was in like need of sleep. Like, I was dying, literally.
Yeah. Well, at least it came out good.
Yeah,
it
came out good.
Yeah. So how have fans reacted to your new album, Lover's Requiem?
So far it's been simply amazing. Like, like I said before, we're not a tour road dog band. We haven't gone like on 8 US tours and traveled around, you know, throughout the world. We're kind of still new with the whole touring thing. So every time we play shows and we see more kids sing along and more kids, I mean, the album just came out only in mid-October of 2006, so it really hasn't been out that long. So we've only done one tour on it, and we were actually on the East Coast when the album came out, so we haven't really toured. Like, this is the first tour where it's been out for a few months, so we're gonna see tonight. We're gonna see what the crowd reaction is, so hopefully it's good. You know?
Yeah.
I really don't know what it's gonna be like.
Your album is actually like still on our top 10 for punk albums.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah, at our radio station.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, You have one female in your band. Carith, is it?
Carith,
okay. She plays violin, so.
Yes.
How does she change the dynamics of the band? And is she, like, one of the boys, or did she put you in your place?
The dynamics of Carith is 100% the three-part harmonies we can do. There's notes that there's no way a guy can hit, obviously, that she can hit, which just makes the songs, you know, that more powerful. With Brian singing, me singing, and Carith, there's three-part harmonies, which I'd say most punk bands don't do at all. And then with the screaming and all the whole other, you know, you kind of combine it, it's just this kind of meshed of classical music with, you know, theatrical singing with, like, punk rock attitude. Carith puts us in her place, definitely. She's the mother of the band. I'm the father, but she's definitely the mother. She's the Italian mother where you listen to her, you don't listen to the dad, you know.
Yeah.
She runs the show. But it's good because we kind of need it, you know. We have five dudes in a van plus a merch dude and a tour manager dude. There's seven guys versus her. So I don't know how I'd act if I was in a bus full of seven girls and just me. I don't know. That'd be kind of hard, I think.
Definitely a different experience.
Yeah, it'd be completely different.
So your songs are very poetic, even the titles. Do you feel like the lyrics you write set you apart from other punk bands somehow?
I definitely think so. I think most bands, not all bands, but most bands, they sing about love, the girlfriend they broke up with, or they sing about, you know, violence or this and that. We definitely wanted to erase that with I Am Ghost. We never want ever will go that way. We very theatrical, kind of telling a story more so than than talk about, you know, like my girlfriend, you know, broke my heart and I feel really sad. There's this huge epic battle between heaven and hell and angels and demons and God and Satan. It's just, we wanted to combine our love of bands like Queen and musical theater bands that came out like in the 70s, like The Who did a musical rock opera called Tommy, which is like one of my favorite albums of all time. And we wanted to do a concept album just because to me it's more fun.
Yeah.
Like you put it in and every song goes to the next song. It's like a little, almost like watching a movie. And then I think that a lot of bands are trying to do it now. A lot of bands are calling themselves, what do you call it, theatrical concept bands, but they really aren't. And you really listen to the lyrics. But yeah, I mean, we're trying to be different. I Am Ghost is definitely a love-hate band. Like, you either love us, and we're your favorite band of all time, or you actually hate us. And that's good, because we definitely stir things up in the pot, and I think that's good. I think if there's bands, you're kind of like, oh, they're all right. Like, I'd rather be a band like, no, I hate them. Oh, my God. I love them. Like, I want to be that kind of band, you know?
Yeah. Your uniqueness sets you apart.
So yeah.
That's good. What's the next project you're working on?
We're on this tour for 7 weeks, and then I know we're going on another U.S. tour and get back, and then we go back to Europe for a few weeks for some festivals, and then we'll be on the Vans Warped Tour. Just on the West Coast dates in Canada, we didn't want to do the entire tour just because, to be honest, we're not, don't quote me on, I guess you can't quote me, but our band is not really a fan of outdoor shows, being our whole getup and stage show and lights and smoke and makeup, it just doesn't work in 100 degree weather in Arizona. It doesn't look right. I've seen bands like Mike Chem and AFI and him and stuff outdoors. Bands you should see indoors, and it just doesn't work. It just doesn't look right to me.
Yeah.
So we're on the West Coast dates. It'll be fun. But I think right after that we'll be. I mean, all of 2007 will be tours for us. I mean, we'll be home like a week here, a couple weeks there, but we will not like be home for months at a time.
So, home for you is Long Beach, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. So we're from Irvine.
Oh, cool.
So, how did you like growing up in the beach city of California? Was it good for the music scene?
I grew up in Santa Cruz, Northern California. I grew up there till I was 18, and I came out there after school, high school.
Uh-huh.
But Long Beach is my home for like 8 years now. So I really don't find like people, when they ask me where you grew up, I say Santa Cruz. Long Beach is cool. It has a lot of history, being like on the border of LA and Orange County.
Yeah.
You know, we could be in Orange County in 10 minutes, we can go to LA in 10 minutes. It's kind of cool in the middle, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was a huge fan of Sublime back in the day. And, you know, there's a huge ska reggae punk scene is Long Beach still. Like, if you go to any club or bar in Long Beach, they're playing dub or playing reggae or ska. So, I Am Ghost really isn't reggae, ska, dub, so you don't see us playing there much, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. So. That's cool. Well, my show's called Local Stream because I feature local bands.
Oh, cool.
Do you have any advice for local bands who are trying to make it, gain some recognition?
The number one thing is promote, and not just on MySpace. Like, I think right now a lot of bands are getting lazy now. Like, the whole MySpace so huge now is they think that they send some bulletins out. Doing down there? Like, they can send some bulletins out on their page, and that's it. That's all they promote their shows. They promote their new CD. Don't just count on MySpace, because it's a free service, and it could shut down any time, and there's nothing you can do about it, since you're not paying for it. So I tell kids, promote on MySpace, make that a huge, you know, thing. But there's also Pure Volume. There's get an official website with your name on it, like iamghostmusic.com. But also go back to old school, make flyers, make them. Go to Kinko's and make thousands of copies, or find somebody who can make them cheap. Cut them up, go to shows, pass them out, burn CDRs, hand out CDs for free. It's weird, like 5-6 years ago, I see so many more people outside handing out flyers and CDs. I go to shows now, I don't see anybody out there doing it anymore. It's not as big as it used to be, because everybody thinks it's all internet, which is true, internet's huge. I mean, we got signed because of MySpace. But we also burned 3,000 CDRs ourselves before we got signed and passed them all out for free. Oh. And we were making flyers and going to every punk rock show. And when it ended, as the people were walking out, we just hand out flyers. And kids see that. Kids put the flyer in their pocket and walk out and, you know, know us. So.
Yeah, that's good advice. I've never heard that one before, but that's good. So I have one last question.
Sure.
What is your favorite horror film?
Horror film?
Yeah.
It's not really horror, but consider it horror, but it's The Lost Boys.
Like the vampires, right?
Yeah. It has all the Corey Feldman and Corey Haim in it. It's kind of a good comedy horror film. Like, there are some scary scenes. I was a little kid when it came out, so I thought it was horrifying, but now the back at it is like, this is kind of weird. This is kind of funny, but I love that movie. It's one of those where it's kind of realistic, where what would happen if vampires really lived in actually it was filmed in Santa Cruz, where I grew up. They call it Santa Carla. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of cool, because it's like realistic looking, like what would really happen, you know? And the vampires weren't like flying around, and like they were flying, but it was, I can't explain it, it was just really kind of like eerily kind of cool, like this can really happen type deal. It wasn't like a guy in a cape, you know, going blah blah. It was like more like punk rockers turned into vampires, you know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a classic one.
Yeah. I've loved it since the first day it came out, so.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank
I really
you.
Enjoyed interviewing you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks. All right.